So this is really just, you know, putting the context out there. Ransomware is enormous and is growing significantly. Small, medium, and large businesses are all targets. I think as the last speakers were saying, you have to assume that an incident will occur. It's how you manage it and respond to it that is absolutely critical. As I said, I'll fly through these sort of in the interest of time. If anyone has any questions or you'd like the slides afterwards, feel free to approach us. You know, the operational impacts, I think that is the real, if there's one thing you take away from this today, it's that, you know, operational exposures are absolutely critical with cyber events. It doesn't matter what industry that you're in, there are huge exposures no matter what. And there's also very, very long supply chains often with businesses operating. So you might have the best cyber protections in place and be able to protect your operations, but if you're reliant on third-party vendors, then that can be a significant issue. There's obviously contractual and indemnity issues that arise from that. I'm going to start repeating myself, but you know, the key cyber risks, again, network reliance through supply chains, manufacturing processes, even as service industries. You know, supply chains has quite a broad kind of meaning, and throughout supply chains, what we're talking about is essentially network dependencies across different organisations. And I've yet to have a client that doesn't underestimate their, you know, their exposure to third-party vendors and additional, you know, be it software providers, be it business partners, and the connectivity with invoicing, payment structures, supply chains, etc. It's huge and it's worth investigating. And as an attorney, it's worth asking questions to ensure that you're giving the best advice possible based on their true business.